And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Duke Energy, the nation's largest provider of electricity, is making news again. But it's not exactly what anyone would call a public relations dream scenario. In May, the Charlotte-based utility pleaded guilty to 9 violations of the Federal Clean Water Act. The firm admitted illegally discharging coal ash pollution from 5 of its North Carolina power plants. As a result, it paid $102 million in fines and restitution. Now Duke Energy is charging NC Warn, a nonprofit environmental group, with illegally delivering solar power to a church in Greensboro, North Carolina. And North Carolina is one of only 5 states that gives utilities the exclusive rights to selling solar electricity direct to consumers. Despite the minuscule amounts of electricity involved, Duke has pushed ahead anyway, invoking state law that prohibits third-party sales of solar electricity. Duke may feel its profits are being eroded by private solar producers, since North Carolina ranks 2nd only behind California in the amount of solar electricity generated by homeowners, farmers, and businesses. But that's less than 1% of solar electricity produced in the state. Small potatoes for the energy giant. Also, Duke Energy's third quarter earnings took a big hit as a result of weak performance in the international business, particularly with its hydroelectric plants in Brazil and Central America. Perhaps Duke Energy would be better served shifting its attention to the home front right here in North Carolina and concentrate on being an environmentally responsible corporate citizen. This would be nice. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.